Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. Hello, and usually on Thursday night, we got Transformation, Give Up the Struggle, which is a collection of author stories that help inspire you and motivate you to become a positive influence in your community, and guess what? Develop a deeper relationship between you and God. Well, this is a special night. We have Kimberly Robinson Green on tonight to talk about her latest book, her cry, her prayer, her praise, Looking Through Her Window of Life. Ooh, we're going to talk about that title because this title is awesome. Kimberly says, isn't it funny how life can be going well and then out of the blue a curveball is thrown your way? Well, then that's Thelma's story, but guess what? That is everybody's story. Thelma McKinney is from a small town in Arkansas, raised in a God-fearing conservative home, living a life that seemed to be close to perfect. Thelma was introduced to a life-changing event. Being the eldest daughter of a preacher, Thelma is constantly under pressure to always do what is right. She discovers a letter that totally changes her life. It can make or break her future, causing her to search for her true identity. Mama told you to stay out of that Trump chest, didn't she? You know how they told do not go in there. You don't need to go in there, but we do. So we're going to come back right after this message. And Kimberly Robinson Green is going to tell us more about Thelma, tell her how she got this title, her cry, her prayer, her praise, looking through her window of life, right after this commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Kimberly Robinson Green is a woman with a vision dedicated to make a difference. Her love for people is very inspiring. She is the owner and director of the Christina Preschool Academy and the founder of Women with a Vision, WWAV, an organization for women that was created to inspire and motivate others. She is married to her husband of 22 years, David Green Sr., and is the mother of three sons, all whom have inspired her to move forward in her visions and dreams. Kimberly's mentor and an inspiration is her mother, Mrs. Christine Robinson, an entrepreneur, businesswoman, and visionary of many projects. Let's welcome Kimberly Robinson Green. Hello, Kimberly. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi,
welcome,
Renee.
Welcome. Hi.
Thank you.
How's everything?
Thank you so much. Everything
no
is good.
Problem.
I'm blessed and I'm excited.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself because I just gave a little brief bio to my listeners.
Okay, about my title or myself?
Well, about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Kim. I'm just a down-to-earth person. I'm a person who is very enthusiastic about things such as, you know, making a difference in my community. I am a teacher by trade, and I became a writer. I'm really excited about writing and just exploring the world of writing and seeing what God has in store for me. I love people. I'm a person that's really down to earth, and I love giving back to my community and working with children. I am the owner of Christina's Preschool Academy and director for 23 years. I worked under the direction of my mom, Christine Robinson, until she retired and I took over. So I've been running the business for the last 15 years, and I simply love working with families. I love making a difference in my community and just providing good quality care at affordable rates for families. And so all in a nutshell, I'm a people person, very down to earth, very family oriented. I have three beautiful sons and a wonderful husband I've been married to for 23 years. And so I'm just me. I'm just Kim.
Wow, Kim, that is so beautiful, so beautiful. So when title is like her cry, her prayer, her praise, looking through her window of life. How did you come up with that title?
Well, God pretty much, he gave me this title back in 2006. He had woke me up one night and basically told me he wanted me to do a women's conference for the state of Oregon. And I kind of, you know, was like, no, kind of like Moses in the Bible, send somebody else. I didn't want to do it until he just kept me up for the next 3 months until I finally told him yes. And what he was showing me is women wearing many hats and how we go through so many different stages in life. And the title came to me just like that, her cry, her prayer, her praise, and how those are three different stages that when we're going through obstacles and trials and tribulations, those are the stages. You cry, you pray, and then when you come through, because we know God is going to bring us through it, we're able to praise and lift our hands for the victory. And so that was the actual title of my conference through my organization, Women with Division, back in 2006. And so I was, you know, just kind of going through some things myself with my dad being ill, and the title came back up to me again. And after my dad passed back in 2011, I began to write with that title, and God gave me the storyline to go with it. And to me, even if it never ministers to anyone else, the title ministers to me because I know I have experienced all three of those steps. And so that's pretty much how the title came to me back in 2006.
Wow, now that you mentioned that, you're right. When we're going through a lot of trials and tribulations, we are crying, we're on our knees, and then we really get deep into praying, God give us strength to get through this, God give us a lesson, give us a sight, give us something. And then
Absolutely. Even
when you're going through it, you still got to praise him, and you're right, and it's like looking through the window of her life. So it's I want to say somebody had put on Facebook that they said hello to somebody, and that person, there were two people. One responded and the other one didn't. So I said to her, you never know what the other person is going through. They may may not see you. You know. And so when I looked at this picture here, you got her face in a frame. Wow, that is deep. So how did you come up with the, I guess it's like a dialogue, because I'm not a writer. I'm an author. And so you come up with the story with Thelma. You choose this young girl in your book. How did that come all about?
Well, I'm not a PK's kid. However, my mom was an evangelist missionary. And so it's pretty much to me the same thing. You're the child that your parent is evangelizing and traveling and working heavily in the church, and you're there. And as a child, and a lot of our parents as PK kids or if our parents are in the ministry, you are held in a high standard. Church kids, quote unquote. And a lot of times, you know, there is a stigma, those church kids are bad, or them PK kids are bad and stuff. But actuality, they kind of, sometimes your parents are so busy to where, you know, you are kind of trying to figure things out, you know, as whereas, you know, if you have a parent that's home all the time. And so my mom was very active in the church, and then, you know, her being in the church quite a bit and doing things and working in the church, I, you know, sat by church moms, and they would tend to me and my brothers and things of that nature. And so with Thelma in this storyline, you know, because of her father and how prestigious he was and his title that he carried, she had nowhere to go. You know, there was nobody she could talk to because of the standard that was, you know, he was raised up to. And she was the eldest, she's the eldest child of her family. And so carrying that load of why her dad is so busy in the ministry and being the eldest child, she has her siblings to tend to. She's trying to help, you know, with the church and, you know, the family, trying to keep the reputation in high regards. She starts experiencing things herself but has nowhere to go. And so she begins to deal with, you know, things of that nature, going through, you know, being a young teenager, you know, regular things that teenagers experience, you know, hardship, heartache in high school, you know, just a lot of things that young people experience. And if you read the book, it really kind of lays it out in the beginning on a lot of things that a lot of people can identify with. And so that's why I came from that direction. I wanted to write, when I begin to write, I wanted to write in a way so people can identify themselves in my stories. And surprisingly, you know, I just kind of prayed, and when I began to write, I said, Lord, I just want to be able to touch lives with this. Anything that I do, I want to be able to be a blessing to others. And a lot of the readers, a lot of my reviews are saying, that was me you wrote about, or that's something that I experienced, or, you know, Velma is exactly real to me, and that's what I wanted. And so that's pretty much, in a nutshell, kind of without telling the whole story, what the book is about, and kind of what Selma experiences. You know, we all, like you said before, we all go through the trials and the tribulations and the obstacles. And I wanted to write something that people can identify with, but also remember that God doesn't take us through things that we can't bear. The Bible says he doesn't put more on us than we can bear. You know, so each trial and tribulations that we do go through, like her cry, her prayer of praise, is stages to bring us through, but to help us grow to get to the next level that God has for us. And so that was the message that I wanted to give, and still praying that more people would pick up the book and hoping that it will be a blessing to them like it's blessed the readers so far. So, yeah.
I was reading the book, and I don't want to, you know, go into too deep, but I want the readers just to know, boy, her mother and her did not get along.
No, they didn't. Yeah, and you find that a lot, too. You find that a lot, too, in the home. And if the people pick up the book, they'll see a lot of things in the book that they can identify with. Maybe not being a PK's kid or, you know, the eldest in their family, but there's other things that Selma endures in the book as well that, like I said, I really prayed that I can touch on several subjects that people can identify with in this book. And I'm sure there's some people out there that didn't get along with their mom, you know, growing up, and had a hard time communicating with them. So, yeah, there's a lot of things in that book, and I'm real excited about it. Even when I read it, it kind of gets me through things, you know, that I'm going through. So it's definitely been a blessing. It has. And Renee, before I go any further, this is my first book. Before I go any further, well, I have it on my mind. Can I please give a shout out to my promoter, LaTanya Boyd, aka Faith, a Believer with Fab Tours. I just want to say thank you to Faith and for believing in me. She has a very suitable name with the title of her company, and giving me this very sound support that I needed as a new author. She is a wonderful and powerful woman of God. And so I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to her. She's just really a wonderful person for this opportunity. And, you know, thank you, Renee, for having me on the show. I just want to do that. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, she is very powerful, very powerful person.
This book
is your first book because, like I said, I'm an author. I'm not one of these to go into dialogues. It's just his first time right out the gate to go into a dialogue. Did you find that challenging for yourself?
You know what really helped me was my father passing. Daddy passed back in 2011, and my mom, they were married 55 years, and it just really took a toll on her, which we know it would. My brothers and I, we just really picked up the pieces and jumped in there. And me being the youngest, you know, child and the only daughter, you can do more things than what your brothers can. And so I was right there with my mom and watching her going through the grieving process. And then she got hit with, you know, diabetes and then had to go on dialysis. And it was just a lot. I didn't get time to grieve for my dad because I was constantly moving. And so I kind of sat down probably like maybe 8 months after my dad's passing, and I kind of broke down a little bit. And then I began to write. I picked up a pen. God brought that title to me, Her Cry, Her Prayer, Praise, and that's when I actually started writing. And then I found out that writing was very therapeutic for me. And so that's kind of how the dialogue came, how I'm not going to say it was easy, but Daddy's, you know, death and passing away, it kind of got me into that place to where I had to have an outlet, and my outlet was writing. And it just kind of flowed, and it was just, I believe, God's way of showing me what I was supposed to do next by losing my father. And my dad, he knew that I loved to write, and I was learning how to write, and I was kind of tapping into the surface of being an author, but he never saw my book. And so it's just kind of bittersweet for me, but I know he's looking down on me. But to answer your question, that's how I came up with the dialogue, and that's how I began to write my first book. And surprisingly, I love to write, and I do have another book coming out titled Encouraged to Finish, and that will be released in August, and I'm really, really excited about that as well. So I'm a writer now. So
good. Is that a continuation of this, or that's a complete different book?
That's a complete different book. Encouraged to Finish is basically dealing on why we're here, why God has us where we are, and how we can stay motivated to be encouraged to finish whatever God has given us to do, because we're all here for a reason. God has given us all tools. He's given us all. I always say that God is the playwright and we're the leader. We're the actresses and actors of his play, and there's chapters that he has set before us. And as he turns the page, we kind of move on to the next chapter in life. But we all have something that God has designated for each and every one of us to do. And this book is basically giving steps on how to remain encouraged to finish whatever it is, no matter what it is, of what God has given us to do. So it's more of a self-help type spiritual book. There's wonderful scriptures in there, and just basically an encouraging book to encourage people to finish whatever it is. So I'm excited about that. And actually, I began to write that book before her Choir Prayer Page came out. So God has taken me through steps. You know, I've been going through it and enduring things to finish the book. So whatever he's taken me through, those are the steps that's taken me through the process of writing this book. So I'm almost complete and finished, and I'm excited.
That's good. So this book here, Her Cry, Her Prayer, Her Praise, Looking Through Her Window, because this is a book that you made up, it's not really based on people's experiences, but are you going to go from church to church and do workshops around this book, or it's just a book for people just to read, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a book for people to read. I have had several engagements that I've been asked to come to, and I've spoken at. I did an engagement a couple of months ago at Mount Hood Community College, and I was able to speak on my book and just kind of give an encouraging words. And also, as an entrepreneur, they invite me there. And I've had several great opportunities. So I'm looking forward to doing whatever God has for me. I'm open, but I wanted to write this book for people to read and just to remain encouraged and get something out of it, and have the tools, you know, and to be able to identify with Thelma in the story. And I have some teenagers, my niece Shamira Bentley, who she just graduated from eighth grade last night, going into her freshman year. She really identified with Thelma in the book, you know, with certain things. And she's like, Auntie Kim, this book is so good. She read it three times, you know, and I didn't know that it was going to, you know, reach out to some youth. I have a couple other teenagers that have said the same thing, and that they see themselves in Thelma, and the experience that Thelma endured, they can identify with. So it's just been a blessing, you know, and you never know, you know, what God has up his sleeve, you know. So I'm pretty much just open to whatever it is. I'm excited that I met you. God has really been connecting me with some power women, you know, powerful women in him. So I'm just excited. I'm really excited.
That's good, because, like I said, even your niece, then you can see that it could be a book that would be workshop for young girls in churches and the steps they can go through, because they don't have somebody to talk to.
Right.
Because, you know, there is a generation gap between the young and the older people in church, you know. Why is she wearing
yes,
this dress? Why is she looking like this, blah, blah, this and that?
Uh-huh.
And the young look, they don't understand. They don't understand. They always act like they're old. They've never been young before. You know, they go through things like that.
That's true.
But I can see Thelma, you know, when she was, again, don't want to give away the book, when a friend left, you know, and then you're feeling the person left, then you're not having that closeness anymore, somebody you can talk to, somebody
mm-hmm.
you can rely to, who somebody you can go to, especially when you're
mm-hmm.
the elder and then you have brothers behind you. I have some friends when they're the older sister or the middle sister, and one of my friends said she wished she had a sister, somebody she can talk to, because all she had was brothers. And I never even
right.
thought of a situation like that. You're right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can
yeah.
see this would
yes,
be a book for the youth, and then again, something like a workshop. So because
yes.
of this book and your next book, you what you already, because usually I ask people, what's next? But you already got something lined up. What's next for your, I guess, your Women with a Vision, this organization?
Yeah.
What's next? Is you going to counter that with your books? What, you merge the two together? What are you going
to
do?
I would love to. It's amazing with my organization, and the women that God placed with me are wonderful women. A lot of them are doing great things in the community, and we all kind of took a break for a few years, and a lot of, you know, to go finish our school, so we got our degrees now, and our businesses are really flourishing and stuff. And so we have talked about doing a women's conference in 2016. So we're in the works and starting to meet on that. But we really want to deal and touch with on the subject of our young girls. And the title of this conference is going to be Daddy's Girl, but not so much of Daddy's Girl in the physical, but knowing who you are and who you are and what you mean to your Heavenly Father. You know, there's a lot of girls out there, which really gave me the title. I was driving to work and saw a young girl standing on a corner, just as innocent in her face, but the way she was dressed, you know, an older guy could drive by and just kind of perceive her differently. And it just really ripped my heart out. And she was, like I said, she was completely innocent in her face, but just on, you know, you're dealing with, you know, young moms having young girls and wanting to be their friends instead of mothering them, you know, and giving them the proper tools and teaching them that it's okay to be modest and teaching them that it's okay to be, to wait on the Lord for him to send Mr. Wright. So those are the things that we want to touch with the Women with the Vision Conference next year in 2016. And certainly I would love to incorporate my book there and we usually have vendors. And so I would love to have someone sit there and have my books there and materials. Encouragement Finish will be out by then. And so I think that would be a great tool and great opportunity to share her cry or prayer phrase with the different audience and different people that are coming there. So Women with the Vision is definitely on the rise, and we are anticipating 2016, our conference catering around young women and just encouraging them and empowering them to have the tools to know who they are, to know that they are something and wonderfully made by their Heavenly Father, and to have high expectations for themselves, and to want more, and to want to be better women, young women of God. So that's the kind of direction God has taken me. And like I said, I usually just kind of follow him where he leads me. So, yeah,
yes,
that's what we plan to do.
When you were talking, I was thinking, okay, you said Daddy's Girl. I was thinking like Thelma's Girl, since Thelma is the
mm-hmm.
young girl in your book. That came to me bright
mm-hmm.
and said, wow, that's something like that, Thelma's Girls, because then, like you say, you can help them step by step in this situation.
Right.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That is really
awesome.
Poetic. That's really a something. And I can see the
Thank
color
you.
Of purple. They're wearing purple and white or something, you know.
All
oh,
right
wow.
now. Keep on talking. Yeah, that's awesome. And that's why I said I appreciate God connecting me. That's awesome.
That is really, that's really awesome, because when I'm interviewing authors, you know, you can just feel the spirit in the book. And when I was reading, you know, the few pages, I said, wow, this is really something. Thelma, Now with, okay, getting back to, again, the book, Her Cry, Her Pray, Her Prayer, Her Praise, Looking Through Her Window of Life. That thought keep coming back to me. I'm sorry. Looking Through Her Window of Life. it just hones on me because a lot of times we don't look through other people's eyes. We don't look through other people's windows. We're so focused on ours. We don't clean our windows to see through other people.
I totally agree. And a lot of times, like you mentioned earlier, you know, say, for instance, someone hasn't been to church in a while, you know, and they come to the door, we haven't been to church in a while, where have you been? But you don't know what that person has went through. So we have to be careful and just, you know, and on our approach on people and just, you know, taking consideration that just like we go through, other people go through too. And like you said, we can't look through everyone's window of life. But what we can do is we can pray and we can be, you know, that person. A lot of times you don't have to say much, but just allowing and letting people know that you're there and just being who you are can make a huge impact on people. And certainly people are hurting now in the time that we're living in. And so that's kind of, I'm choosing to, when I do write, to always give encouraging words or encouragement or giving hope. Because that's what we need. It's enough negativity around us now, so we need as much encouragement as possible and hope, you know, because we are certainly living in a time that is, you know, it's very scary, and the Bible is definitely being fulfilled right before our eyes, you know. So, I'm excited and I'm happy that you are finding things in the book that, that you're connecting with and that, that you like, because that really means a lot to me as a writer, and just to hear that title, and it never really jumped out at me until you said it the way you said it. So that's awesome. I appreciate that. I appreciate your input on the book as well.
No problem at all. You know, I am listening, and things do come to my mind. And, again, it's that Thelma, the young girl in her bikini, first of all, and the guy, police officer, pulling her hair. Keep pulling and knocking
yes.
her down. The confrontation, had she gone through a Thelma workshop, would she have been out there? Would you walk the other way? Would you go back in? You know, because I don't know the circumstance, but I did know at one time she was mouthing at the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's just now, would she, now she probably would need that Thelma experience or that Thelma talk.
I agree. That was very, very disturbing watching that, you know, but God is still on the throne. He's still on the throne, and he allows things to take place for whatever plan he has. So we just have to stay prayerful and, you know, and like Thelma, you know, just know that God is going to take us through and bring us out.
I like the book. It's Black, which to me represents sort of obstacle, doomed. The woman of my listeners is crying, her eyes are shut. It's like a window pane, because a lot of times when women are going through, and now that you mention her cry, her prayer, her praise, is sort of like a grief cycle or grief step,
yes, ma'am.
I should say. The grieving step, that's what I should say. And you look in, and you always look through the window to see the other side, to see, I guess, the better side or what's coming. We got about one minute. Can you just say two things to my listeners about that cover?
Before we go, I do want to just kind of just encourage people to not give up, you know, just to know that God is on the throne. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, know that everything is purposed. God has a plan, and that you're going to make it. If you're listening right now, you've made it another day. And it's important for us to be helpers to one another and to encourage each other and just lift our arms up and just to know that we're going to make it, regardless of what's going on around us. And just, you know, stay encouraged. And so I just want to thank you, Renee, for this opportunity. I also want to give the listeners my About Me website. If you want to know more about me, all the links are on there. It's www.about.me/KimberlyG333. It's www.about.me/KimberlyG333. And if you click on that link, all of my other links will open up, other websites, blogs, and Twitter, and everything's there. So hope you guys.
What about your? Where can we get your book? Where can we go? About 10 seconds. Where can we get you?
My book is available on Amazon.com and Barnes and Nobles and everywhere else you look for books. I've been blessed, and my books are there. So, yeah.
So you hear that, listeners? Amazon, Barnes and Noble, her website, everywhere you can think of. Her Cry, Her Prayer, Her Praise, Looking Through Her Window of Life by Kimberly Robinson Green. Thank you, Kimberly, for coming
on.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I've learned so much. And thanks again, LaTanya Boyd, for introducing me to you and introducing the book to you. Thank you.
That's my girl. All right. Thanks, Renee, again.
Thank you. You take care.
All right.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.